The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but. In case you missed it in the first hour of the program this morning, Chewy was wrongo. All the way wrongo. Thought the contract with Jordan Love was already donezo and was going to be announced yesterday at the shareholders meeting. None of those things happened. In fact, we found out that it is not only not done, but Jordan Love will not be practicing until it is done. Now, there is a thought that it will get done this week. I know that a lot of people have kind of thrown that out there. And Adam Schefter, who will join Jen, Gabe, and Chewy tomorrow, did go on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and say just that. He believes the deal will be done this week. I assume that's because the two sides are close and because they don't want him, they being the Green Bay Packers, Gabe, to be sitting out for very long. And so this idea of not having Jordan Love at camp, practicing with the team, at some point will become untenable.
I don't know what that point is for them, though. I mean, if they're as close as they're trying to lead us to believe, then how come they couldn't hammer this out in the 48 hours between him on Saturday saying, oh, by the way, this ain't done, I ain't practicing on Monday. If they're actually this close, shouldn't you be able to hammer out the deal in 48 hours? And I know Goody's like, well, this takes longer, so people think it's easy. You've had an entire offseason, Goody. We've seen you get the Rodgers contracts done. We saw your predecessors get Favre contracts done with no problems. What's different about this deal? That's what I want to know.
First of all, my prediction is like my wife's birthday. Doesn't last a day. Most times it lasts a week, unless it's a big number, which this is.
It is a big number.
So it can last a month. I've had a month of celebrating before, or 3 weeks. It's not just a day. So technically,
that was just the start of the prediction that opened the window of the prediction.
Yeah, and we can't blame him for this. He's obviously been conditioned.
Yes, not his fault.
Programmed to think that a day actually extends to 3 weeks or more. Like, I get it. I understand. And you're not blaming your wife. You're simply saying this is a product of your circumstances.
You think we'll ever find out, though, how this all went along?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was the holdup. This was this.
Oh,
they
yeah.
didn't want to do it'll get this.
Leaked. I think it'll get leaked. I think people will find out. Not maybe the specifics, but generally speaking, we will know what the holdup was at this 11th hour.
Do we think we'll ever know what the Packers' first offer was?
No.
Going how far back?
I just want to May. I want to know what the first offer was.
Who would tell that? Jordan Love's camp?
Yeah.
I would say high 40s.
High 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we were
because
pre-
there was no Goff.
Jared
there
Goff,
was no
we were pre-
Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
Yeah. High 40s.
It could have been mid-40s.
I know we really don't care, but is Tua even farther down the road?
Oh, I think Tua's playing through the season. I don't think the Dolphins are going to sign him.
What if he doesn't report? I mean, are they a Super Bowl contender?
No.
They're not.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, they think they are, but they're not.
Do you ever see a moment during this whole thing, and we talked in the first hour of the show about how it's very clear he has his teammates' support. You ever see a moment where that changes too? You ever see a moment where people are going,
Mm-mm. Probably would have changed it. If Rodgers got to this point, he'd probably, outside of his little posse there, guys probably wouldn't have commented. But Jordan's a nice guy. You know, this doesn't detract from his perception of being a nice guy, right? The fact that he's holding out.
Not for me. Not at all. I think you do what you got to do.
Is there any noise out there? Like, I can't believe he didn't report. I'm sure there is, but it's a very small percentage.
Hold on. I want to be clear. Yes, there is a fringe of the fan base, and I already saw it in the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line this morning that said, you're under contract. Get your ass to work. Again, I don't think understanding the leverage element of he's at work. He's just not working. And that's not even fair, to be perfectly honest, because he is working. He's just not practicing on the field.
He's not doing a specific part of the work. Because he's still in the meetings, and as Sean Clifford said, he was one of the first people in the building yesterday. He's going to be doing all of the different, you know, Matt LaFleur talked about mental reps. He's going to be doing all those things. He's just not physically out there practicing.
Can I ask you a question, Gabe? How worried are you? Because, and I want to be clear on why I'm asking this. Everybody is saying all the right things. Goody's smiling at the podium. LaFleur's walking out on the field with Jordan Love. Teammates support Jordan Love. Jordan is smiling and waving to the cameras and whatnot. It all feels good. But underneath, it feels like there's a percolation of, if it hasn't gotten done yet, why hasn't it gotten done? And is whatever's holding it up capable of holding it up for an extended period of time?
Like a 3.5 out of 10 on the Warriors scale.
Right now, people are going to start assigning blame if this thing goes into next week.
Correct. Like right now, it's a 3.5, and it probably goes up a little bit more each day that passes. And then you start asking those questions. Those questions start getting louder. Okay, why is it not done yet? Are you really that close? Why hasn't this been done? Apparently practice isn't that important. Do you care about practice? Like, these are all the things that are going to start just snowballing the longer that this thing goes on. Now, right now, maybe I'm foolish by taking everybody at their word because I don't know the last time Goody told the truth at the podium. So right now I'm going to take everybody at their word and assume that they're close. But I don't think Adam Schefter's putting himself out there on McAfee saying...
Yeah, but like you said, though, Goody said, we're going to have this done before the start of training camp.
Yep.
Well, he said they'd like to. Wasn't that the nuance there? The other thing I will say is this. The Packers, if you're looking at the two sides, have a lot more experience doing this than Jordan Love. Jordan Love is a 25-year-old guy, right, who finds himself in this extraordinary situation where he is negotiating for what could be a record-breaking deal with one of the greatest franchises in the history of the NFL. Packers have done deals, big deals. They have negotiated with people. Is there any concern that Jordan Love will blink? And Jordan Love, because right now his agents have convinced him to do the hold in. But 25 years old, Chu, is there any part of him that gets antsy and is like, I just want to play? And conversely, and I'm thinking about this from a psychological standpoint, is there any part of the Packers that go, he's going to blink? He's going to want to get out there. The longer he stands on the sideline, the more he's going to want to play. He's going to get those reps in because he starts to affect his ability to have success in the season. And that's what they're banking on. That's what I think the Packers are banking on. They think Jordan is going to blink first.
When you're talking about generational money, though, and he's already gone as far as to not practice, it might be a quick blink, but he's not going to walk in and say, all right, just give them whatever they want, we'll do. No.
Anytime Jordan starts to waver and goes to his agency, they just need to find the video of Joe Burrow injuring his calf at practice last year and just play that. Because we're talking about a hunt, like close to, and maybe it's not completely, but just let's round up for the sake of argument. We're talking about $150 million here. That's what we're talking about. $150 million. You want to practice that bad? Because the second a non-contact injury happens, whether it's a knee, whether it's a calf, like Burrow, guess where that offer's going? Off the table.
If he was going to blink, I think he would have already blinked. I don't think he's blinking now because what he believes, the fact that he's sitting out, he thinks the deal they put in front of the Packers is fair. And he might be right. He might very well be right.
Well, isn't a blink good for Packers fans? Couldn't you argue that if he gives in? Helps them build the team more so if he gives way. So, like, I don't really care what happens. I think Jordan Love deserves to be paid probably what he's asking, but if he acquiesces,
acquiesces is better. It's good for the team. Right. Like you say, same thing with the Packers.
When does it get to the point where you start using the media more? Like if we're at family day, is he in the right by saying they're offering me $52 million?
If that's what the number is, yeah, you could leak that for sure. But I think everybody's trying to stay above board right now.
Right now,
right? Everybody's trying to, and yes, there will become a point where an agent will say, you know what, we got to leak something. Got to leak something to put public pressure on the Packers, right? Like that will happen as well. But Chewy, I can't help but think of you and your lovely bride in this situation. She likes a good bargain.
Yeah.
She will not pay top dollar for something, even something she needs and wants. She wants to get a good deal. That has always been my perception of the Packers as well. The Packers don't want to pay top dollar, even for something they need and something they want.
But
they would rather know that they got Oh, you see this scuff on the side? You see this scuff? The first 9 games of the season. It's a little scuff. Can I get 10% off for the scuff? Right? Is that a thing that your wife does?
Yeah, she does. When she negotiates for her company, it was surprising because she's Sicilian. So you can read between the lines there.
I don't know if there's
feels
any reading.
Like, she's like pretty overt.
Where right I'm now. I'm a hothead.
Really?
She is cerebral as ever. And she kills him with kindness. She's like, kill him with kindness. That's the best way to go about it.
This is a deep cut.
But she won't lose. She won't lose.
But Jordan Love is the fake palm trees that your wife spent a lot of money on.
Yes.
You're saying some things.
Yeah.
You need to just pony up the dough.
Yeah. She doesn't lose, but you don't need to negotiate the donut or whatever that you're getting or the muffin from Starbucks, you know? How about you knock 10 cents off? Like, everything doesn't have to be a or does it? Does everything have to be a negotiation?
No, I don't think that the barista at Starbucks has the ability to change the
authority.
You know, yeah. The prices that have been set by the corporate people at Starbucks.
The chocolate croissant is $2.99.
Yeah. I can't.
But it's
I'm
day
not
old.
Authorized. Yeah. To really,
but that's my point is I have always had that impression of the Green Bay Packers that they know they need the quarterback. They want the quarterback. He's Goody's guy. He's looking at it going, I can't wait to have that in my backyard. Can't wait to have that palm tree in my backyard. And yet there's a part of me that thinks Goody is like, but it's got that scuff on the bottom. And I don't know if I can get that scuff out. And could you knock 10% off for the scuff?
But right now there's no tipping point for Jordan, or there shouldn't be a tipping point for him. For the Packers, there's a tipping point, right? You agree?
What is the tipping point?
I don't know. Is 2 weeks the tipping point? Is 2 preseason games gone the tipping point?
I mean, I was curious to see how much he would play in the preseason. But again,
he ain't playing without a contract.
Well, correct. That was assuming a contract was done.
800-990-3776 Omega Weapon 13 weighing in on our YouTube page. Remember, you can always weigh in on the conversation on our YouTube page. He says he won't give in. His agent is too good to let him slip. I just want to remind people the role of an agent. The agent works for the player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the player wants something, guys, the agent can try to convince you. The agent can say, well, this is in your best interest. We really think that da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But at the end of the day, guys, the player tells the agent what he wants. The agent does their best to get the player what they want, but this is not the agent dictating the thing. They have the experience. They have obviously been around the block and whatnot, so it behooves a client to listen to their agent. But at the end of the day, if Jordan Love went to his agents today and said, you know what? I want to play. Like it's eating me up. I don't like watching Clifford out there. Not that he has anything against Clifford, but like I want to get out there. I want to be on the field. Make it happen. Do whatever you got to do so I can be out on the field tomorrow. The agents would have no choice but to say, okay.
Yeah, because Jordan, the thing that's eating him up in his gut right now, it's not the money. It's the fact that his guys are out there and he feels he's letting him down and he's not sweating.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I was saying. It's going to eat him up a little bit. I think it's going to start to churn a little bit.
But that's different today than it was
again
when I played.
Watch that video of Burrow tweaking
the calf. I agree, and that's what his agent's telling him.
Yep. Hey, that's fine, Jordan, but just watch this before you go out there. Because if this happens to you, that contract, bye-bye. They're taking it off the table until you prove you're healthy.
I think we're past the point where the Packers can bank on that, though. I really do.
Well, because if you decide to make a big move like this,
you're
mentally prepared for all the other things. You thought about all the different angles to it.
I think they were blindsided by the agent saying, he ain't practicing.
Shouldn't have been. Shouldn't have been.
Shouldn't have been.
11th hour, that's always on the table.
Even if you were... Knock it out in 48 hours then. You had 48 hours to knock it out.
This is the three-headed monster, and it's a communication thing. It's a communication thing. Because LaFleur should have known.
On Saturday instead of Sunday.
No, he should have known 3 weeks ago.
I agree with you on that. The moment the Packers, quote, our organization as a collective knew, every single person in power should have known. And I do agree with you, Chu. There is an element of communication that is happening here because I sometimes think when you have these silos, you assume that every other person in the silo is getting their bleep done. Right. Yeah. And you don't want to intervene. You just want to, I'm sure they're getting. And then finally you get to a point where you're like, what do you mean? What do you mean we're only at 0.8 of 10? You thought that it was further along and you were hands off because that was their area of expertise. That was their area to handle. So maybe there is something to, We need to make sure everybody's on the same page.
I also think that Matt LaFleur uses the silos to his advantage. That way he can't be lumped in with Goody and Russ Ball.
Wait, like la 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 la?
If you see, yeah,
what do you want me to do? That's not my job. Yeah. They didn't tell me till Sunday.
Aaron Rodgers never seemed to. I mean, he had his LaFleur play calling issues, but David Bakhtiari talks about how much he loves him. Those guys all seem to kind of agree Matt LaFleur has nothing to do with the money stuff. And I think that is an intentional play by Matt LaFleur and the Packers.
It's interesting. Because again, to Chewy's story, and I know we keep going back to this, but the fact that Andy Reid, who by the way was not the head coach, was a position coach, walked up to you and said, "What do you want?"
Yeah.
As a facilitator to get your deal done, shows that you can cross those streams.
And this was about a month at the Pro Bowl because our staff was coaching there. I played golf with Holmgren, his right hand man, and Brett. And Holmgren waited like 11 holes, and he just walked over to me as in my car, and he looked at me and says, "You will be re-signing here." "Yes, sir." That's all I said. "Yes, sir." And that was it. That's the only thing he ever said.
What? God. Yeah. What power that guy has.
Yeah.
Like, what? I love man, him. You're a softy, man. Like, come on. You're bigger than
I'm
him.
I'm a blowhard.
You could take him.
Oh, he scares me. Don't ever call him again, please.
Have you guys tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, let me tell you all about it. It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need to stay active and energized all day long. Listen, we are getting close to you-know-what, college football season. And that means I'm going to be pulled in several different directions. And really, the only thing that is going to keep me on my toes throughout that stretch of the year is Celsius Energy Drink. You can find it at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Energy Drinks.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, "Thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage."
On 94.5 ESPN.
We love Palermo's Pizza here at 94.5 ESPN. They always hook us up, make sure we've got some good pizzas upstairs and here in the office, and have some good pizza in the freezer. You should be doing the same thing, because Palermo's has a slice for every appetite. Whether we're talking about Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, those are all under Palermo's umbrella. They've been doing this for over 60 years, so when it comes to premium frozen pizza, nobody does it better than Palermo's. So find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
Dumpy and West Bend weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, saying, "You guys should call Homerun once a show, twice on Mondays." I do think that we need to try.
No.
You do not get to say it this. We know where you stand. We know how you feel. But I do think we should try to get Homerun on the show, at least semi-regularly. Just to see the big guy squirm, right? Well, like,
the problem is Holmgren lives out on the West Coast and won't get up early enough for our show.
Yeah, right. Now we can't do it. Darn
I
it,
know.
That stinks.
You were so
plus,
you were so close to coming around.
When he does come on, I turn into a ball hog, don't I?
Oh, which is fine.
Total
I don't
ball
need questions.
Hog.
I don't need to ask him stuff.
your guys' interaction is good enough for me.
You know that meme of the guy who like leans back in his chair with the popcorn container and just like watches? Yeah. That's what I would be doing while you and Holmgren chit-chat. We got to get to power rankings. Let's go.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
What do we got?
All right, we have a list that Joshy is going to articulate. What is it, Joshy?
What? Okay.
The power rankings list?
Yeah.
Isn't it the future power rankings? So they're kind of taking all the equations, putting things together, and who is the best team for X amount of...
For the next 3 years?
Did you not aggregate this list?
No, I didn't.
He had some help.
Hello. Which is okay. So, teams that are in the best position in the next 3 years to succeed in the NFL, with that, give me number 10.
Okay. Joshy, do you think you can help me out a little bit here? What is the list? The next 3 years, which teams in the NFL?
Teams that are set up the best.
For the next 3 years.
For the next 3 years.
So long-term success.
Correct.
Sustainable success.
Yes.
Okay. How about... I don't know. Bengals. Let's go with the Bengals. It's always hard at the bottom of the list. I know who I think the top five teams are.
Should the Bengals be at the top of the list, though?
I don't know.
They've got a really good quarterback locked up for a long time.
Yes, yes. But I have other teams that are above the Bengals on this list.
Nine more teams?
Six.
then I don't know why they're coming in at 10.
I don't know who to pick at 10.
Miami Dolphins.
Gabe is correct. Miami Dolphins are number 10 on the list.
Oh.
Probably has a lot to do with if they sign Tua
my
or not.
My Miami Dolphins?
Your husband's Miami Dolphins.
But they're mine now, right?
Like, yeah, they do belong to you, yes.
What's his is mine. It's how that works once you exchange the rings and whatnot. Are you as optimistic about the Miami Dolphins, Gabe, as it appears this list is?
No, because I have no idea what the future of their quarterback position holds. Yeah. Because they could be playing a big gamble that blows up in their face. That really blows
up. This feels like a Mike McDaniel and young players bet. You've got Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, Devon Achane. There's good pieces there, and the head coach is a guy everyone likes, but...
I was about to say, everybody likes Mike McDaniel.
Unless they're
Do we
banking,
know he's a really good coach?
But unless they're
good at offense.
Or is he just good at offense and everybody thinks he's cool because he was vaping on the sideline?
Could have something to do with it. But, but if... their plan is to get Dak and not Tua, they'd probably be higher on the list, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So. Absolutely.
All right, nine.
Bengals? I told Ride you I don't know how to do the bottom of this list. I know I have a good idea for the top five teams that I think are set for the next, but the bottom to me is a crapshoot. Because these teams, look at the Texans, for instance, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was a turnaround that happened like that.
Yeah.
And I'm snapping into the microphone. It's not translating over the air. But the point is, this stuff can flip on you, man. That's why I'm like, I'm not sure how to do the bottom half of the list. I know who I feel is strong. Anyway, my point is Bengals.
Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers are number 9.
What the hell, Gabe?
What?
What?
He's dominating. Number 9.
Shouldn't the Packers
now, Jen,
be higher?
Jen, number 8.
You got something in your eye?
I do.
You telling her to stick to her guns?
I think that's what he's telling me. Hold on. Shouldn't the Packers be higher?
Why would the Packers be higher?
Quarterback of the future. Franchise
sure.
Quarterback, 25 years old.
Sure.
Matt LaFleur has been and should have been a Coach of the Year candidate, even though he hasn't been that guy. Although you could argue it's the kiss of death, but I digress. New defensive coordinator. Just locked up Kenny Clark.
But I have no idea if that defensive coordinator is any good. Like, just because you have
players.
A new defensive coordinator doesn't mean that, you know, so...
Can't be any worse than it was, though.
Sure, but there are a lot of questions still with this roster about who's
going to... There's no clear-cut number one. Who's going to emerge as that number one,
I'm
if anybody emerges?
I'm not saying put them at number one, guys. I'm saying shouldn't they be higher than number 9?
Well, then why don't you wait for the Bengals to get the one and...
Are you insinuating that perhaps I should choose the Bengals at number 8?
Number 8. Is that your guess?
Yes.
Gabe?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Bengals are 8. They got the Jamar Chase.
Yeah, they have the wide receiver issue. They got to figure out, you know, obviously Burrow with health issues because he's played in the league 4 years. Two of them have been unhealthy years.
And Mike Brown is cheap, so that could have something to do with it, too. He's not going to go out and spend a ton of money.
They don't make them pay for their own Gatorades now, though, so that's nice.
Oh, that was nice of them. All right, 7.
Okay, so this is where we're starting to get to where I know teams should be. I have the Texans at number 7. Even though you could make the argument that they could be higher because of how well they did this past year, I think they deserve to be in this top 10 list, but I don't think they're going to give them that honor. So I'm going with the Texans at number 7.
Gabe?
Let's say the San Francisco 49ers.
Gabe nails it again. The San Francisco 49ers are number 7. Should they be higher?
After this year, the next 2 years become murky.
Start running out of money?
Well, you run out of money, you got to pay, and they start to get a little bit older, right?
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of these veterans that you got to figure out. Brandon Ayuk wants out. Who knows if he wants to be there? You got to pay Brock Purdy, so you're not going to be able to afford having these top five guys
what
in all the different positions they do. What?
Next, when?
Probably next offseason.
Next offseason.
Because then he'd be going into the final year of his deal. Kind of like Jordan. Like the Packers are paying Jordan Love now going into the last year of his season.
Okay.
Vice versa.
Joshy, you smell something?
Gabe's just really good at predicting the future.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
I smell something.
Well, let's find out. Number six.
My dust.
Who do you got at six? Cincinnati?
I'm smelling something.
You got him on there twice?
I got the Texans. If they're not there, I got the Texans. They got to be here somewhere.
Yeah, Texans sound good to me.
Both nailed it. Gabe is hot. Six.
Five in a row.
Now, I don't know a lot about the Texans, but there's this talk of the five-headed monster. Do they have five legit offensive weapons? Did you hear that this past week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've got between, because they went and they got Joe Mixon. They have Damian Pierce as running backs.
Who's their tight end? Dalton
Schultz.
Dalton Schultz.
And then Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins.
Are you surprised they're ahead of the pack?
No.
That far ahead of the pack.
I feel like they're being given a benefit that I don't necessarily think they totally deserve.
I am with you there.
Them and the Packers are, to me, like mirrors of each other.
But like, it seems like at least people in the people that they talked to, the three that put this together for ESPN, and based on the scouts, executives, coaches, whatever thing, CJ Stroud is significantly higher than Jordan Love in terms of a quarterback.
I don't want to. Did you read the article? Like, it seems based on the three people who wrote this, you know an awful lot about the list that we're doing here, Gabe. It feels like maybe that, coupled with the fact that you have rattled off six straight correct answers, is sort of feeling like, I don't know, Joshy. I'm sniffing a cheat.
Well, let's see if you can keep it going.
First of all, it's only been five, Jen. We're only halfway through the list. Can start to see why you struggled on the math in the ACT.
Number five.
Five. Okay, this is where I start to feel confident-ish in my list. I think the Lions are number five in the sustained success power rankings.
Gabe?
Let me think here.
No, yeah, think real hard. Think really hard.
Do we want to have
about what that list said when you saw it?
Let's go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Nailed it, wow. Philadelphia wow. Eagles.
We're hot.
Are number five.
We're rolling.
Heat check. Okay, tell
four.
Me. Okay. Lions.
Gabe, what'd you write here? I can't.
Yeah, if you.
Is that okay? I got
you guys
it.
Are so
Gabe, what's your guess?
The Lions. I'm
the
going
Detroit
with the Lions.
Lions are number four.
There
this
is something
is
to be said. There is something to be said for your ability to recall the list that you clearly made for Chewy here.
Gabe, Gabe, can you run the list here?
Yeah.
Three.
Bills.
Nailed it. Two.
Ravens.
Got it. One.
Chiefs.
Okay. That was a good first time it's ever been run.
Never had anyone run the table before on power rankings, you bozos.
I don't do a lot of legwork here, do I?
Yeah, okay. It took me a little longer than I would have liked to realize what was going on there, but I appreciate you guys for finally fessing up. After he got four in a row, I was like, this is crazy.
My handwriting might be on that list over there. Somebody had to do it. Joshy?
I know.
Joshy's ESPN Plus didn't work. Chewy doesn't know how to work a computer. Chewy had to get the list somehow.
Okay. If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. And guys, this is about the time. You know, you got the games going on over in Paris. What better spot to sit and watch the games than the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, where you can watch multiple events at the same time and even make bets on that action. If you're in a rush, they have 20-minute free parking right near the Skywalk. They have figured it all out. It is a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie, so get in on the action.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women. Like,
whoa,
what do we
I
get?
Am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Okay.
It's that time of year when everybody is putting out predictions, trying to figure out the future.
Kind of like I just predicted the future.
That was amazing.
That's so
that
good.
That was good.
Nostradamus. Nostragavis. Nostradamus. Wow. Anyway, USA Today, the latest to put out their predictions. And they have the Green Bay Packers at 13-4, representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. It's a good little day.
Hell yeah.
Sounds good. USA Today, I don't know what they know. I'd like to know what they know and maybe put a little, you know, cheddar down on that sort of thing.
As long as Peter King doesn't pick them, we're fine.
What's Peter King thing?
It's terrible. He never gets it right.
I had no idea.
Oh, it's a thing.
Like
yeah.
Legendary?
Oh,
like,
legendarily yeah. bad Super Bowl picks.
So like Greeny, for a very long time, had the kiss of death, where he would pick something and then that meant that team would not win.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some bad news to go along with the good news, guys. The other team that USA Today has picked to face the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl in 2025 is...
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs would be a good thing. So it's probably not them.
No shame in losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Who would it be? AFC? NFC is so much better than the AFC, isn't it? Baltimore?
Nope.
The AFC is interesting.
Nope. Cincy?
Nope.
Cleveland?
Cincy?
Keep guessing.
Wow.
It's not Miami.
Houston?
Nope.
No.
Can't beat Miami.
No.
No. Not the other team.
The other team.
No.
It's the other team.
Not that one.
Yep, that one.
The one.
Who?
No.
Yep.
Who? No.
Who?
No.
Who?
Yes.
Who do you think? Who do you think that would be just the worst? So she, think about the things she carefully
Patriots?
Said.
Jimmy.
We've now named all the other teams in that division.
Okay. Oh, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets?
Y-E-S-S-S-S-S.
That
yes.
would be... That'd be luscious.
What?
Wouldn't it?
It'd be a kick in the jimmy. Because they've got the Jets winning.
Oh.
That'd be the worst day of my life.
Hold on. I thought you just said, oh, they have the Packers in the Super Bowl but losing. Yeah, that would not be healthy.
Even
that would not be healthy.
Yeah.
I'd need a sabbatical.
Yes.
Green Bay game night, the post game show, would literally, like, we wouldn't have to work. Homer would just be working through our show.
This cannot be real, right? This is more of like a dramatic, if I'm trying to create the most chaotic situation possible for the NFL and to meet in February in 2025. That's what this was, right? This was like, there's no way they actually think that the Jets will be the AFC representative in the Super Bowl. Can they?
If they get Devontae, yes. Because the Raiders on this list were the bottom. For the next 3 years.
Yes.
So what the hell do you hold on to Devontae Adams for, right?
Correct.
Because in 3 years from now, he's going to be out of the league, probably.
So you're saying pending a Devontae Adams trade, the Jets could be the best team in the AFC?
Yes.
I don't even think they need Devontae. I mean, if things come together the right way, great defense, all that young talent, I'm personally making a big bet on Aaron Rodgers not being that good anymore, coming
Same.
Off of Achilles.
How can you do that, though, after everything we experienced here in Green Bay, where people just blast
He's
him
old.
And he comes out and...
40 years old.
Tom Brady was pretty damn old.
He did mention on the Pardon My Take podcast, which he did, if you haven't listened to that, it's interesting to say the least. He did mention how in 14, I'm totally doing this from recall, so correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, they played a certain style of offense where he stayed in the circle. And he basically
yes.
was playing with a leg
because
injury
he had a calf injury
yeah.
in week 14. Yep.
And so he was saying that worst case scenario, if the Jets were in contention this past year, late in the year, he would have taken the field and he would have played a similar offense to that.
Yeah, they played a lot of pistols, so they kind of limited like the drop back that he had to do, but still could hand off to running backs and do something similar to that. The problem with the Jets is they're always going to Jets it up. Like they're already Jetsing it up today. Hassan Reddick, their big offseason mm-hmm. acquisition who they traded for, ain't showing up to camp because he wasn't happy with his contract. They did nothing to his contract.
That's why they traded him
yes,
from
which is
Philadelphia.
Why he was traded yes. initially. Like, they're always going to cause unnecessary drama for themselves. There's no way they make it through a season and all the way to the Super Bowl without at some point stubbing their toe.
I'm not betting against Rodgers, though. Not.
But what does that mean? They win the division? Go win the Super Bowl?
All right, let me ask you this. Is Rodgers at this point better than Brady second last year in Tampa Bay?
No.
Physically, he is.
I don't know if that's true, coming off the Achilles.
Are you betting against him?
Again, there are things that I think are working against him. The Achilles is certainly one of them. He's 40 years old, right? He'll be 41 at the end of the season. So if the playoffs happen, you know, historically, after December, he'll be 41 in the playoffs. Like, I'm not saying that can't be done. I'm very curious to see how he bounces back from that Achilles injury.
He's not letting go of the Salah stuff. There's going to be drama with him and his head coach at some point.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
You can't tell me that drama doesn't also have implications.
Yeah, negative consequences.
Ramifications. Consequences was the word I was looking for. Thank you.
He will be in the MVP voting at the end of the year. He might not win it, but he will be in the voting. Mark my words. He'll finish
because
third.
You're so hot right now. You're on fire.
Still my birthday.
Put it on the poll. Let's put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Let's see what the pulse of the nation and Packers fans is. Will Aaron Rodgers be in the MVP conversation this year? Because USA Today is saying that the Jets will not only win the AFC East, they will win the whole dang AFC and be the team representing that conference in the Super Bowl against the Green Bay Packers.
Josh,
again, this should be one of those things that Packers fans go, hell yeah, brother. Yes.
And I'd rather not make it.
I was about to say, wait, Josh, would you rather go 0-17 or lose to the Jets and Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl?
0-17. I'd rather lose to the San Francisco 49ers again in the playoffs. There's a lot of things I would rather have happen than losing to Aaron Rodgers. What makes me not want to say Chewy, you're being a moron, is if they make the playoffs and they're like fighting for a one seed, Aaron Rodgers is going to get votes no matter how good he was.
Yeah.
Because he's saving this lost team that has never been able to do or hasn't in a long time done it. Like, those votes will be so eager to vote for Aaron Rodgers.
I still don't think it would have been as bad as if Brett won the Super Bowl with Minnesota.
Without a doubt.
Right?
Brett winning a Super Bowl for Minnesota
would have been the worst.
Would have been the worst.
That's just because of Vikings-Packers, right? Like, that's the only reason.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the way he manipulated him. I mean, Packers ultimately traded Aaron.
Yes.
They traded Brett, but Brett manipulated the system to get to where he wanted to be.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think the most fun I've had is the Super Bowl in 2011, and then when he threw that interception against the Saints, in terms of, like, as a football fan. Those were the two times
Super
I celebrated
Bowl.
The most.
Favre losing the NFC Championship game as
a big game.
So will you, Joshy, be hate watching the Jets again this year?
Oh, yeah, of course. I hate listen to so much. You got to lean into it.
They did ask
Embrace
him on the podcast. They did ask Aaron Rodgers on the podcast, too, the comparison between the Bears and the Jets. As far as, like, which franchise does the thing where they build it up and build it up and get so excited and are like, this is our year, only to be let down. And, you know, give Rodgers credit. He at least said, well, the Bears have been to the postseason recently. Yeah. Now, they're 0-2 in the last two times they've been to the postseason, 2020, whereas the Jets haven't been to the postseason since what? 10? Is 10 the year? I feel like it comes up every year because...
Yeah, I think 9... It was either 9, 10, 10, 11 when they went to back-to-back AFC Championship games. Haven't been back since. But
it's a long time.
The ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League is back this season. Join the league with your favorite ESPN Wisconsin personalities, and right now is your chance to draft like a champ at Dave & Buster's in Tosa on August 1st. Caller number 6 to 800-990-3776 is in the league, so that means you better start doing your research. And if you have other fantasy football leagues you're in, which, let's be honest, you do, Dave & Buster's has winning opportunities for everyone. Book your fantasy draft and get 20% off food and non-alcoholic beverages, even free appetizers all season long. Visit dnbparty.com for draft booking details. Again, caller 6-800-990-3776 gets into the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it. He said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's a weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into your Here District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything that is happening in the Bucks world, and they're joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. They will also answer your questions as well. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Here District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm still guessing. I've been your fool for so. Again, the good news is USA Today thinks the Packers will go 13-4 this season. I assume they believe that Jordan Love will be under center for the season, which is not necessarily a foregone conclusion, but something that we do think is going to happen. The bad news is they think they will lose in the Super Bowl to Aaron Rodgers. And Joshy, with not an ounce of hyperbole, said that would be the worst day of his life. That would be the worst thing he has ever experienced. And Joshy, I believe you were once held up at gunpoint. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure was. Yeah. It'd be a walk in the park in comparison. I've staked my whole reputation on this. I can't have him win the Super Bowls without the Packers.
I want a minute. Sorry.
You're just rooting against me now.
Of course.
Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a good one, everybody.
We got a bit of a backup on westbound 894 from 27th Street all the way to 68th. That's through that construction zone. Westbound 94 has got some backups from 27th to Mitchell Boulevard. And the eastbound side, slow out of the Zoo Interchange all the way to 35th. Also delays southbound 43 from Silver Spring down past Keep, with the northbound side heavy from North Avenue all the way up past.